Paragraph 2 reads, "While it's natural to go on the defensive, even impressively engineered solutions cannot withstand the onslaught of water, rain, and wind brought no longer just by Mother Nature, but by climate change. The Union of Concerned Scientists says that within 20 years, 170 communities along the U.S. coast will be chronically inundated by floods, meaning it will flood at least 10% of a land area twice a month. By the end of the century, or even sooner if the rate of climate change increases, this number will include more than half of the settlements on the east and Gulf coasts."
So going on the defensive, obviously, can be a good thing sometimes, but not everything, even the best buildings, the most impressively engineered solutions, whether it's a wall or it's to prevent storm surges, or just a house that's built a particular way, it's impossible to withstand the onslaught of water and rain and wind that's coming from like an extremely powerful storm. Onslaught is just basically a relentless attack. So when we say onslaught of water and rain, we're talking about a huge amount of water and rain, because Mother Nature is so powerful. Mother Nature is just refers to nature. It's a sort of a personification of nature. But climate change is making this much more complicated. It's making the storms more powerful, maybe, and also, of course, causing rises in sea level.
And so it's predicted that within 20 years, 170 communities along the coastal U.S. will be chronically inundated by floods. So to be inundated is to be overwhelmed by. So these areas will be overwhelmed by floods, and their specific definition of that is that it will flood at least 10% of a land area twice a month. So that's pretty chronic, frequent flooding. And they think that this number will include more than half of the settlements on the east and Gulf coasts by the end of the century, or even sooner if climate change continues to speed up.